Hello.
Hi, this is Will from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in the area of Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you so much. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. There is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or you will wait until November?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. Here's the first one. Victoria Criado.
No opinion.
Okay. What about Planned Parenthood?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about Roland Gutierrez?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. What about President Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Nathan Johnson?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Jasmine Simon?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about Clay Jenkins?
That's not Jasmine Crockett, right? That was Jasmine Simon?
Exactly. Jasmine Simon.
Okay. Clay Jenkins, very favorable.
Yes. Thank you. What about Ron Kirk?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about Colin Allred?
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, will you vote for if you had to choose today?
Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Thank you. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most, or which one is the most important for you? Guns, abortion, local control, education, or voting rights?
Voting rights.
Thank you. Which one is the second most important issue? Guns, abortion, local control, or education?
Guns.
Guns. Thank you so much. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs business-friendly message?
I like that second one.
Thank you. Next, rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon, leads you to definitely vote for, probably vote for, or it has no impact on your opinion. Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense and problem-solving approach. Definitely vote for, probably vote for, or it has no impact.
No impact.
Thank you.
I haven't heard of her, so I can't give really any opinions. She's running against Elizabeth Ginsburg.
They all Democrats.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. So you want me to mark all of the questions or statements about her as no impact?
Yes.
Okay.
Because,
no problem.
Yeah.
I understand. Thank you. it was quite a few, so it's going to save us time. Thank you. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all of the information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one will you vote for if you had to choose today?
Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Thank you. Next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Rate if each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or it doesn't matter to you. Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it has no impact?
No impact.
Thank you.
I voted for Reagan.
Okay. I understand. Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't matter?
Probably vote against.
Thank you. If Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she's not able to bring the change Texas needs.
Probably vote against.
Okay. Liz Ginsburg losing records show that she is not the right Democrat to win HB 108. In 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer, and there's no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republicans today.
Vote against.
Thank you. Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton. Even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and in preach for abuse of power, definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't matter.
Definitely vote against.
Thank you so much. After hearing all of this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, would you vote for if the Democratic primary were take place today?
Liz Ginsburg.
Thank you. Lastly, having heard all of this information in this poll, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for the Texas State House should fight for? In your own words, in a small statement, please.
I think their strongest position is probably a pro-choice position, because the abortion policies are so extreme and women are really being hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think you could run on that.
The abortion policy.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, just a few more questions. Can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 plus?
55 to 64.
Thank you. What is the last grade of school that you have completed? 11th grade, 12th grade, high school grad, college grad, graduate degree?
College grad.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I think I might be progressive.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity or background, or racial background, I'm sorry. Do you consider yourself... Yeah, I'm sorry, ma'am. Go ahead.
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time and for every single one of your opinions. You have a good one.
You too. Go Bills.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.